The Dankwa Institute has demanded an immediate release of the 2010 population and housing census to ensure a smooth takeoff of the biometric voter registration. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, the executive director of the institute, Gabi Ocheredako, said the move will give credibility to the voter biometric registration.
Even the Constitution recognizes that there's a correlation between the national census and the electoral process. For more indication, the results are ready, all analysis have been made, and we are saying that since you have the results, give it to everybody, let it be available to Ghanaians. We're going to have a new voter register, and we are looking to see that we have a credible voter register and a credible election. Biometric registration will not be able to tell us whether a person is Ghanaian or not. So if we have the results of the census can tell us, for instance, how many Ghanaians were 16 in any particular constituency at the time the census was done in 2010.
However, a member of the NDC communications team, Abubakar Sambatta, said it is illegitimate for the Dankwa Institute to demand the release of the results. According to him, the Ghana Statistical Service is an independent institution and should be allowed to work accordingly.
In 2004, we had presidential and parliamentary general election in this country. Nobody raised red flags. Nobody pigeonholed the then government to publish the population and housing figures before the 2004 election. The 2010 population housing census, the provisional result was declared less than 1 year. So I think that it is good for us to give the Ghana Statistical Service a room to operate as an independent body. Ghana Statistical Service is an independent body. Before they embark upon this particular exercise, there was a time frame, they allocated resources for them.
So you believe that the figures are not ready and so the Dankwa Institute should wait for it to be ready?
Huh? Let me say that the population figures are not preconditioned to determine the fate of the upcoming biometric voter registration exercise.
Now, the member of the NDC communications team, Abubakar Sambatta.